two-thirds innings. The 1-1, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Even this season, 29 Ks in 18 innings, but also 23 walks to go along with it. The 1-2 pitch, runner in motion, cut on a miss for strike three, throw to second base, on a hop, they didn't get him, almost had him. On a strikeout throw mound, and now Jim Horner's out. I thought they did, and as did Delgado when he tagged him out. And so Horner out for a word with Caleb George. They've been running on Mignis today. That's the third stolen base. Two of them come by Peyton Eels, though, who's a hard guy to get. Now that one looked like Mignis could have had him. So men on second base with one out. 5-3 Muscles. They have scored four and answered here to take a lead in game one of a doubleheader. Yonder Martinez, the ready batter. First pitch from Jimenez is a fastball down and away for ball one. Pirates just closed out an 8-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays up at the Rogers Center. Mitch Keller, another stellar day for him. Six innings, one run baseball, eight strikeouts. Picked up his seventh win. The 1-0. And breaking ball in the dirt, gobbled up by Mignis for ball two. Pirates. As Luis Ortiz picked up a save. Duo. High and in, nearly hit him. It's ball three. Fastball 96. McCutcheon with an RBI single. Connor Joe a single. Ryan Reynolds then capped it off with a home run in the ninth inning to make it 8-1. Two-run shot is eighth of the year. 3-0, and a fastball inside for ball four. So first and second with just one out. 5-3. Muscles in front as here comes Matt Ford, pitching coach, out from the first base dugout. Other scores. And the Pirates system, only game going on right now. Portland and Altoona getting going at 6 p.m. 6:05 Greensboro, 9 games above 500 in first place, 2 games in front. I believe it's the Brooklyn Cyclones, Mets affiliate in the South Atlantic League North Division, trying to win the first half. Omaha and Indianapolis throw first pitch in AAA at 6:35, and the FCL Pirates today are on the road in Sarasota. They fell 7-3. First and second here, Marauders trailing in this first game of a doubleheader. Thursday night was rained out due to inclement weather, postponed because of it. Rain, high winds, lightning in the area. Ready to go again here is Maddox Houghton, the righty batter. And he takes a curveball in the dirt for ball one. For Jimenez, who's lost his zone a bit here. Starting to file in here for this regularly scheduled 6:05 game. The 1-0, and fastball tugged down and in for ball two. So Jimenez has thrown 14 pitches, just 5 strikes so far. He's thrown 6 straight balls. 2-0. And a fastball hit in the air down the right field line. Out of play, though. On Houghton, who's happy to see that there's anybody else on the mound right now than Michael Kennedy. He struck out twice against him. Kennedy finished with 3 strikeouts on the day, but also 3 walks. Menace gears up, ready from the letters. 2-1. Fastball inside for ball 3. So Menace in danger of walking, the bases loaded, which is something that hurt the Marauders yesterday. They walked 7 as a staff, in which 4 of those walks came in to score. That was one of the big numbers takeaways from yesterday. 1 out, 2 on. 3-1. Swing and a miss on a cutter. And the count's full. And 3 balls and 2 strikes. After Ruiz singled, he's at second. Martinez walked, he's at first. Look to second, now strides the payoff. That's down into the dirt for ball 4, and he walked them loaded. Shell base is full for Ryan McCarthy here at the bottom of the 5th inning. Fort Myers ahead 5-3. This has been a very slow 7-inning game. He threw first pitch at 4:04 p.m. Right now it's 5:42. Here's Ryan McCarthy, the lefty. Takes down the middle for a called strike. Usually about a 7-inning game would take 2 hours. Even that now in the pitch clock era, where you can get 70 games done in an hour and a half. The 0-1, fastball, dribbled off the glove of Jimenez, kicks out towards shortstop, no play for Delgado. And so an infield single scores another. It's 6-3, Fort Myers, and they don't get it out. Brings up the 9-0 batter in Carlos Aguiar, who's swinging a hot bat 2-for-2 today. Double and a pair of runs scored. Base is full of muscles in the 5th with 1 out. And now time called, and it's actually a pitch clock violation on Jimenez. That's his 2nd. So that's not helping the cause either when Jimenez has struggled to throw strikes and he's picked up 2 pitch clock violations. A 1-0. Right field back to the netting for strike 1. Marauders led for the first 2.5 innings until Fort Myers scored 3 in the 3rd, and now it's been a run the last 2 times out. The 1-1. Swing and a looper foul. Out of play, 3rd base side. Strike 2 on Aguiar, who right now is a 4-game hitting streak. From the letters, 1-2. Swing and a foul back to the screen. We'll do it again. Now, if the Marauders drop this one, it would at least be a split series in favor of Fort Myers. They're trying to tie it back at 2 apiece. They've dropped 2 of the first 3 here this week. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball 96 on the outside. Black and Aguiar went lunging at it. 2nd strikeout of the inning. lineup card flipping back over to Peyton Eels with a base full and two outs. One run home in this fifth inning. 6-3 Mussels. Eels been on base all three times today. A dangerous leadoff man has got some pop. First pitch is rolled foul, first base side for strike one. Eels had his 9-game hitting streak come to an end yesterday. Sign out of independent baseball. Appeared in 21 games now, hitting .338 with two home runs and 15 driven in. Which, I mean, it isn't surprising either at this level, at least, because it's such a younger level. The 0-1's taking low for a ball. He's playing in the Atlantic League where, well, the average age is mid-upper 20s. A lot of ex-big leaguers playing in that league. Guys that have double A and triple A experience, so Eels, he won't be here very long. 1-1, and that's taken on the outside corner, called strike. It always depends too what the organization has, so they have infield depth, and they needed some depth here and some veteran presence because of their defense this year was not very good to start. They've gotten a lot better and have made a lot of strides. 1-2. And a fastball taken on the outside corner for a called strike. But hold on, a challenge used here by Eels. And it's a ball. So the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. They still have one to play with. Well, that would have been it. If you got that one wrong, that was it for challenges. Base is still full. Jimenez looking for another pitch here. 2-2, swing and a poke foul, third base side. Eels, who played 4 years of college baseball at Division II Cedarville University, located in Cedarville, Ohio. Located just about 30 minutes outside of Dayton. 3-2-2 is off the plate outside, so same pitch as it was before, and now it's 3-2. Runners will be in motion on the pitch. Turned 25 in November, native of Scottsdale, Arizona. Full count, 3-2 in the fifth inning, and two gone. There they go. The pitch is high for ball four, and so he walks in a run. It's 7-3, Fort Myers. Base is still loaded in two outs, a four-run lead now. And the first pitch is lifted in the air to deep center field. McGuire angles out towards the alley now. Him and Bishop nearly meeting out there. That's McGuire who has it for the last out of the inning. So 8-men come to the plate, two-run score. Base is left full. It is now an 8-3 Fort Myers advantage here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th, as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning, Bradenton now trailing by four runs as the first pitch is a called strike on the outside edge to Eddie Rodriguez, the ready from Paul Shaw and Pasqualato to begin this sixth inning. 7-3, Fort Myers advantage. And the 0-1, wave and a miss on a breaking ball, it's 0-2. A couple long half innings Pasqualato's had to follow, and what she's been great on the bullpen today. Wind up the 0-2, and that's in tight with a changeup. Pasqualato, 2 1/3, scoreless, just one walk and two Ks. 1-2, swing and a roller, third base side. Speared by Martinez, shuffled to his left, sets and throws, one gone. Just the one walk to reach, which was erased in his first inning on a double play ball. So he has faced just the minimum needed to get. And now 8 outs. One out, base is empty. Sling Polanco, the lefty, against the righty Pasqualato. Throws a changeup downstairs for ball one. It's been 6 unanswered runs for Fort Myers, who leads 7-3. 1-0 fastball is down and out for ball two. Game two to follow between Fort Myers and Bradenton on this doubleheader. 2-0. And fastball down in 3-0. Marauders, with it being June 1st, finished the month of May with a 16-10 record. That was after a 5-17 April. 3-0, Polanco taking the entire way. Fastball on the outer edge, called strike. They finish up there in a number of categories as Polanco fans on a heater up in the zone, 92 when the count's full. They finished tied for, finished second in the home runs in the FSL behind Dunedin, fourth most in single A as well. At 20 in 26 games after just having 10 in 22 games in April. 3-2, and Polanco fights it off the left side. They'll do it again. Also had the second best ERA as a team at 3-3-2. It's going to soar again here at 3-2, and that's rolled foul first base side. It was the seventh best in single A. The bullpen, though, that's been money. 2.73 ERA. 3-2, and swinging a foul at home plate. 115 to third innings this year. They struck out 134. But it's the best ERA in single A and the seventh best in minor league baseball. 3-2, and take it inside for ball four. Polanco walks. Boy, Chalene's having a really nice last 5 games, 10 games or so now. He's on base for the third time. A single, a double, and now a walk. Starting to find his way here. And so 1 out walk brings up the lefty, Solomon McGuire. Bradenton trailing by 4-7-3. The lefty hitter, McGuire, up. Right at Pasqualato's first pitch. Drops in a breaking ball outside, though, for ball one. Look good. Christian Curtis gets a start at game two. Ross Dunn, opposite for Fort Myers, 1-0. And that's over the heart of the plate for a called strike. Rodgers not done yet. Down to the last 5 outs. 2 7-inning games today. Followed by the series finale tomorrow. The 1-1. And McGuire flies it in right, but playable. McCarthy backs up on it to his left and has it off his left shoulder. Two gone. We'll see if the Marauders can adjust. McGuire is the first man to see him out of the bullpen. Pascolato, that is. He flat out to right both times now. Second time through, how will they adjust? Is Justin Bickness. Lefty up with a man on first. Two outs, 7-3, muscles in the sixth. And fouls off the first pitch. Third base side out of play. Strike one. Toss over to first. Polanco is back in standing. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, the kneecaps, called strike at 93 miles an hour. Bickness is 0 for 2 today. Line out to right and struck out looking his last time up against Pascolato. Oh, 2 here on Bickness. And the pitch. Swinging a slap down towards the opposite way. On the run, Aguiar with his glove stretched out towards the line. Nearly snow-coned it in, and that's the sixth inning. A one-out walk, nothing after that. Bottom six next, 7-3. Muscles here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ryan Acosta is back out to the hill for the Bradenton Marauders in the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-3. Muscles ahead in the first of two today. Doubleheader. Brandon Windeker, righty batter. 3-4-5 in the order. Checks the swing, lays off. First pitch fastball, 92 for ball one. Muscles have scored in four of the first five today. They were held in check in the second inning on a 1-2-3 inning by Michael Kennedy. That's been it. And the 1-0 is upstairs, 2-0. Oh, last inning, they sent eight to the plate. Two runs on just two hits. Three men left on base. 2-0. And that's high and in for ball three. Pancho Ruiz and Rickson Wingrove to follow in this sixth inning. And three ball count. High and in, almost hit him. Four-pitch walk by Jimenez to start this sixth inning as Pancho Ruiz coming up. Well, today, the continuation of the college NCAA baseball tournament. Yesterday had some wild things going on. First pitch to Pancho Ruiz. We'll have to wait. Toss to first. Gets away past Alfonso. Whitaker scampers towards second. That, I think, will be a throwing error. Either way, it's an error. First of the day for Bradenton that gets Whitaker to second base. Now we saw just a wild game yesterday unfold in Chapel Hill. There's just more and more big news and storylines that continue to unfold. Pitch to Ruiz is a called strike on the outer half. So it's 0-1. After the error gets Whitaker to second base. Chapel Hill yesterday, we saw LIU, the Long Island University Sharks. 0-1. Breaking ball down to the dirt. It's 1-1. Down to last strike, get a go-ahead three-run homer in the ninth inning, and then North Carolina comes up. It's a walk-off home run to win it in the ninth inning. One ball, one strike, the pitch. And fastball high and out of the zone. It's 2-1. Yesterday saw Evansville as well pick up a win over East Carolina, who had another wild game today as they outlasted Wake Forest. Hunter Furtado's old school. 2-1 is roped out towards left field, a base hit. Whitaker wave around third. Bishop's throw is cut off by Rivas. RBI single for Pancho Ruiz. Makes it 8-3 in the sixth inning. So walk and a single to start this sixth inning. Here's Rixon Wingrove. Man on, nobody out. And now a five-run ball game here in the sixth inning. Marauders are probably trying to save some arms and just get Jimenez through as much as he can. First pitch is whipped at a miss for strike one. Also today, too, of the NCAA baseball tournament, we saw not only that game, but Vanderbilt. They won a couple national championships the last few years. They fell today in an elimination game. The 0-1's low. It's 1-1. They lost a High Point on a walk-off. Something you don't see every day in SEC school losing. The 1-1. Out in front of a changeup. He hacks and misses that for strike two. Wingrove open 3 today with 2 strikeouts. One, two. Wingrove rolls it on the ground in the hole right side. Harrison spins his second, gets the out there, and that's it. Impressive play. They get the lead runner who is bouncing in the hole, a slow-developing play. Glove then spun towards second base and gets Ruiz, who's got some catcher speed. And so first down recorded. Still runner on first, and Yoandy Martinez stepping in to the right side. Mendez comes set and ready to zone the pitch. And an off speed on the outside corner, called strike. Right now, well, some baseball scores. Kentucky up 3-1 on Illinois. Magdiel Cotto's alma mater. Arizona behind Dallas Baptist, 6-0. 0-1, check swing, and it's in there for a strike. 96, 0-2. Clemson taking on Coastal Carolina, painted Eels old school as well. 2-1 to Clemson in the fourth inning. The 0-2, runner in motion. Breaking ball, hit it hard on the ground. One hopper to Rivas. Back in from his knees, gets up and throws. Across the diamond again, Martinez. As Wingrove to second on the ground out. Two outs, he's at second. A run in the sixth inning, 8-3, Fort Myers. Going to take game one of this doubleheader, and right now have a convincing lead, 5 runs. Marauders down their last 3 outs. Here's Maddox Houghton, righty batter, first pitch, and a curveball downstairs for ball one. Marauders in the ninth will have 8-9-1, Rivas, Harrison, and Bishop. It's Pasqualato, 1-0. That's down and in again for ball two on Houghton, who walked his last time up. Struck out twice today. Right around the 2-hour mark right now, this one. As Jimenez has his hat off behind the mound, now steps back on. Starting to see Christian Curtis maybe getting loose in the bullpen in right field. Game two starter. 2-0. And fastball high and away for ball three. See somebody throwing. Real pitch. And a fastball over the heart of the plate, called strike. We're not going to have a post-game show after. We'll get you. We'll take one break and then get you the numbers in this one. And we'll get ready with the lineups a few minutes before we'll start at game two. It's about 35 minutes after the end of game one. Game two will begin. Runner at second base, 3-1 on Houghton. The 7-hole batter today. Righty lifts home the pitch. Fastball flung up in the air to right field towards the line. Polanco chasing after it, but it's out on the grass berm. First strike two. A couple young fans waiting for that one. Young kid's got to play baseball now to play with on the hill with his younger sister. And now time called. Houghton now a 9-game on base streak. He's still 0-7 in the series, though. Well, he's got 2 walks and an RBI. Well, 2 outs, runner at second. 5-run deficit, Bradenton. And 3-2 check swing and hits him on the hand. So that places runners on a first and second. Just looking for one more out here. 2 outs. 8-3, Fort Myers leading. And Ryan McCarthy, 1-for-3 day. RBI infield singles last time up. The lefty steps in and throws it foul first base side towards the coach's box. Leo 1, fastball, broken bat, roller towards first base. Alfonso swooping in, flips to first, Jimenez covering, and that's the inning. Another run in on a single from Pancho Ruiz. They'll leave 2 out there. We head to the top of the 7th inning. Last chance for the Marauders. They trail 5 runs now. 3 here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at bradentonmarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Last chance Marauders in the seventh inning in game one of this two-game doubleheader as Javier Rivas, 8-91, due up against Paul Sean Pasqualato, looking to go the distance here after getting the baseball in the third inning from Charlie Soto, the starter. Pasqualato has been really good today, having one of his best outings of the season. His team's up 8-3 as Javier Rivas, the righty, awaits first pitch, and he pitches after a ball in the dirt for strike one. Rivas 1-for-1 today. Just third time up at the dish. Marauders had 6 hits. Check that, 7 hits. And the first 3 innings today, all those against Soto. Been nothing since, just 2 walks against Pasqualato. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball back up the middle and through into center. And Rivas having a 2-for-2 day on base for the third time in this doubleheader. Well, today, though, the difference has been that Fort Myers, you know, Riders scored early to get out to a 3-1 lead. But then 7 unanswered runs. Fort Myers has scored in 5 of the 6 innings today so far. A 3-run third being the highlight. Right around, that's the 8th hit today for Bradenton. Now lefty Kalai Harrison takes a change up on the outer edge for a called strike. The lefty batter up. Infield shifted over to the right side. Now a toss over to first, check on Rivas. Again, Christian Curtis 0-2 with a 5.29 ERA. Will start for Bradenton in game two against the lefty Ross Dunn. No wins, no losses, a 3.42 earned run average. The 0-1 is outside. Fastball 94 for ball one. Bradenton 6 games below 500 coming in. Now, since that 11-game win streak, they have been below 500 again. The 1-1. That's down and in. 2-1 on Harrison. Their streak was snapped on the road in Tampa. That was back on May the 15th. 2-1, and taken for a called strike on the inside edge. Counts 2-2. Toss over to first, check on the runner. Well, since then, they have been 4-8, not including the loss that ended the streak. 4-8 since the streak ended. 2-2, and Harrison, ground ball to second base. Eels to second for one. They can't turn it back to first in time as Harrison runs well in a slow developing play. So fielder's choice, 4-6, one out, and still on at first. A 5-run lead for Fort Myers at 8-3. Well, tonight, today, the Marauders, they picked up their runs early on home runs. One from Rivas, the other from Connor Delgado. He's on deck right now. First pitch to Braylon Bishop. He tips it in the mitt of Ruiz for strike one. That's just the unfortunate thing. They didn't have guys on to drive him in. There's a one-out home run by Rivas and a leadoff home run by Delgado. That's pop foul behind to him out of play. It's 0-2. So a 2 here on Bishop, who's doubled and scored in the first. Now a 8-game hitting streak. 0-2 home. And really good changeup outside. Bishop stayed off of it. One, two home. Here from Paul Sean Pasqualato. That's down and away, and it gets away past Ruiz. Harrison jogs to second base. Advances on. See if it's a wild pitch or pass ball. That could go either way. Two balls and two strikes on Bishop. Pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball 94 on the outer edge, and Pasqualato has picked up three strikeouts now. They bring it down to the last out today. First pitch, Delgado popped in the air, foul, third base side out of play. Runner on second base, 5-run deficit at the top of the seventh inning. Playing 2 7-inning games today after a postponement on Thursday. Delgado homered from the left side against Soto. And the 0-1, check swing on the appeal. He didn't go around, it's 1-1. Be about a 35-minute difference in first pitch. After the end of this one. 1-1, Delgado takes just outside with a fastball for ball two. For Delgado, that's his third home run. The nickname is making its way around social media. Ralph Connor Delgado. Born to be a Pirate, some say. Two outs, 2-1. That's taken down and in, 3-1, as Pasqualato having not as sharp as inning here in his outing today, which he's been really good. Pasqualato has walked a pair here in 4 innings plus. 3-1, and that's a called third, called strike. Makes the count full. So down to the last strike now this afternoon with two outs. Runner on second in the seventh inning. Three, two. So we're gonna ground ball just over Pasqualato's head. Whitaker behind the second base bag, has it, throws to first. That's the ball game. In the last half inning in the seventh, no runs, a hit. One man left on base as Fort Myers takes game one of this doubleheader by a score of 8-3. When you come back here, we'll get you numbers in this one and get you set for game two. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good, but we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test,
starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th, as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
C'è una mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu.
Back from Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida, as the Marauders drop game one of this doubleheader by a score of 8-3. And this one, Marauders started off well with a run in the first inning after a leadoff double from Braylon Bishop. Rodriguez scored him. Fort Myers tied the game in the bottom of the first inning on a double play ball. And then Marauders hit two home runs in the second and third inning. Solo blast from Javi Rivas and Connor Delgado made it 3-1. But after that, Fort Myers scored seven unanswered, beginning with a three-run third, a run on the fourth, two in the fifth, and one in the sixth inning here today. So, numbers, Marauders 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, 5 left on base. Fort Myers 8 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, and 9 men left on base here today. Game time, 2 hours and 15 minutes, as winning pitcher is Paul Sean Pasqualata, improves to 1-4. Michael Kennedy, the loser, falls to 1-3. So it should be a first pitch scheduled for about around 7 o'clock or so, maybe just a little bit before that, when these two teams meet again. Christian Curtis gets the ball, 0-2, a 5.29 ERA. Ross Dunn, the loser, falls to, Ross Dunn at no wins, no losses, a 3.42 ERA. Marauders fall to 21-28. Fort Myers improves to 22-27 on the season. Again, about 30 minutes from now, we'll have first pitch, so we'll call it about 6:52 before then. We'll come on a few minutes before I get you the lineups. But again, stay tuned on Marauders social media. If not, we'll try to get you an updated time. If not, just hop back on or wait until the 7:05 then as well. But again, we'll step off air for a little bit and get you ready for second game. That's next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.
More at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida, it's the second of two today in this doubleheader between the Bradenton Marauders and the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. So glad you could join us. Thomas Cinzarella inside the broadcast booth here on the Marauders Broadcast Network as Bradenton looks for redemption after dropping game one today on eight by a score of 8-3. Game two, Ross Dunn, the lefty, takes the hill. Here is the starting lineup for the Bradenton Marauders. 1-9 quickly, we'll give it to you. Delgado Toledo just activated off the injured list today, followed by Eddie Rodriguez. Axio Plaz, Esmerlin Valdez, and Sergio Campagna. Rivas Zapata and Braylon Bishop rounding out the starting nine for the Marauders. As Dunn just threw his last warm-up toss, so Delgado, homered in game one, will flip around and bat right here against the lefty. A lot of lefties that were in the lineup in game one are on the bench today. McGuire, Alfonso, a lot of those cast of characters. Road grays for Bradenton in game two. Purple tops, white pants. The alternates for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Delgado digs in the right side. Against the lefty in Ross Dunn, working from the wide third base side of the rubber. He fires downhill. First pitch is swung on and lifted in the air to center field. Churio backs up on it. Now the wind tugs it in as he comes in almost to where he started and puts it away. Start the ball game at 7:03 p.m. here in Fort Myers. Game time temperature 87 degrees. More clear today than it was earlier. Had some more clouds in the sky. And wind blowing at 12 miles an hour. Still blowing out towards left field. Foul pole. One out, bags empty, no score. Switching, Gerald Toledo takes a fastball inside for ball one. El Toledo was activated off the injured list before game one. He was available, but did not play or appear in it. A 1-0, and Toledo fans on a fastball up in the zone. It's 1-1. And so Toledo getting a crack at it here. 21-year-old from Santo Domingo in the DR, hitting .216 this season. And no home runs, five driven in. Dunn from the lineup, the 1-1. And an off-speed called strike, top of the zone. That was a changeup. It's 1-2. Dunn comes in, hitting no wins, no losses. 3.42 here, right? Doesn't hit. He's a pitcher. 1-2. Toledo sends a ball on the ground of the hole. Back in it by Pena. Deep at shortstop. Throw to first in time. Ernesto Rosario saying he was off the bag at first, pointing towards home plate umpire and Caleb George. And now Jim Horner out. And it indeed did look like Greggy Duran. His foot might have come off the base. And now Horner having a word with Dylan Reeves, who was the home plate umpire in game one. And now they'll come together here. And I think, again, the foot was off the base. That's a heck of a throw from Isaac Pena at shortstop. All right, now both umpires come together. They call him safe. Off the bag. And no argument from Brian Meyer, the third base dugout. He knows that. They have a clear vantage point from that dugout. So it's an infield single for Gerald Toledo. And a board for Eddie Rodriguez. No score, top of the first inning, just off and running here in the second game of a doubleheader. Righty Rodriguez. First pitch is looped out towards shallow left field. It drops in, base hit. Toledo scampers to second base. Back-to-back singles here against Dunn. And it's first and second with just one out for Axial Plots. Here's the defense, a line behind Dunn today. Starting the outfield left to right, Ryan McCarthy, Byron Churio, and Carlos Aguiar. Peyton Eales at the hot corner. Isaac Pena, Wanda Martinez up the middle. Greggy Duran's at first, and Matthew Clayton does the catching for lefty Ross Dunn. First and second, one gone here. And Plaz awaits the first pitch. And it's a fastball tugged down and in for ball one. Dunn, the 6'3", 225-pound southpaw, 22-year-old from Modesto, California. He grew up in Utah, though, at a Cottonwood High School in Murray, Utah. And now Toledo running towards first base, handing some stuff to Eddie Rodriguez. Might have had a few extra elbow guards or something. Dunn was a 10th round selection last year by the Twins. Played last year with Arizona State. The 1-0, runners in motion. Pitch is fouled back to the screen for a strike. It's 1-1. So was teammates with Christian Curtis, who is on the opposite end of things today. Dunn started his college career, though, right here in the state of Florida. At Florida State. So one ball, one strike. Let's see if the runners will be in motion once again. Dunn looks that way. And a curveball down and in. Smothered by the catcher, Clayton. It's 2-1. Bradenton scored first in game one with a run at the top of the first inning on an Eddie Rodriguez single. And then homered in both the second and the third inning. Couldn't muster anything after that. Pickoff moved to second base, and Toledo slithers back in, headlong dive. Dunn last year at Arizona State went 4-6 with a 4.27 ERA in 15 starts. 84 strikeouts and 65 to third, so really good numbers in terms of strikeouts. 3-1, another pickoff to second base, and Toledo a bit closer this time. That's two disengagements now. Had a pretty successful 2022 campaign out of Florida State. Played his first 2 years there in the ACC. 3-1. Swinging a weak ground ball to shortstop. Pena to second for one. Back to first. They can't turn it. The ball got log jammed in the mid of Yoandy Martinez, and so it's just a fielder's choice here. Thank you. especially with Claus running at a chance for an inning-ending double play. Instead, first and third with two gone, and as Marilyn Valdez coming up. Well, that Florida State pitch for the collegiate national team, Team USA, after the summer of 22, was touching 97 miles an hour. Especially as a lefty, that's a premium. First pitch, the righty Valdez. It's in the dirt for a ball. They're going to block from Clayton on the changeup. At 14 strikeouts in a game. The most in FSU history since 1997. Randy Choate did it against Maryland. The 1-0. A wave and a miss. Backdoor breaking ball. It's 1-1. On as Marilyn Valdez. Lefty from the third base side of the rubber. The pitch home. And fastball sails high. It's 2-1. Valdez this year hitting .224 with six doubles, five home runs, and 22 driven in. Tied for the team lead with Shalene Polanco for most RBIs and most home runs on the team. First and third, two gone on the top of the first. No score, the 2-1. And a backdoor slaughter, top of the zone, called strike. Valdez didn't play in game one, is 1-for-9 of the series with an RBI and three walks. For each base, and three straight. 2-2. And check swing leaves a changeup outside, and the count's full with Sergio Campani on deck. A little bit more of a full crowd here. It is Military Appreciation Night. A lot of fans up in the third base side behind home plate. A little bit more scattered on the first base side of the sun right now. And late time called as Valdez is granted it from home plate umpire in Caleb George. Three balls and two strikes. Runner being held at first is Axio Plaza, will be running on the pitch. The payoff, swing and a rip back to the screen. They'll do it again. This is game five of the six-game set between Mighty Muscles and the Marauders. Bradenton has dropped three of the first four. 3-2, and that's down and in for ball four. So Valdez walks to load the bases for Sergio Campagna. Now this has been a category, though, that Bradenton has struggled in this season at different times, and they've struggled this week, though. They are just 5-for-37. That's a .135 average with runners in scoring position this week alone. They're 1-for-7 in game one today. Now the righty Campagna waits, first pitch. He swings and catches interference. It hits off the mitt of Clayton, who's in some pain as his glove goes flying up the first base side. So that brings home a run. It's 1-0 on the error by Clayton. And now the attention turns to Matthew Clayton, who still has his left hand exposed. Shows it to Brian Meyer, manager and training staff's out there right now checking on him. So catcher's interference puts Campagna down at first. It drives home a run, though. 1-0 Marauders. Base is still full. Two gone in the top of the first inning. Well, this has been a topic of debate, too, in terms of catchers. Because today, catchers are inching closer and closer towards the batter's box, and hitters are moving as back as they can more now than ever because guys are throwing harder. And Clay looks like he's okay to stay in the ball game. He'll try to catch a few here. Make sure he's okay. He gives a thumbs up, says he's good to go. And so are we, as Javi Rivas comes to the plate. But the most recent injury came almost a month ago now, just under it. Wilson Contreras with the St. Louis Cardinals broke his arm after being hit by a swing against the Mets earlier in May. Base is full here and two gone. First pitch to Javi. He's up and away with a changeup from Ross Dunn for ball one. And so again, it's the catchers moving closer because they're trying to catch the baseball closer to home plate to buy a few more strike calls for their pitchers. Receive it closer, it might be called a strike. A 1-0. Swing and a foul off of Clayton, and it's 1-1. And obviously the hitters are trying to have just an extra half a second to react to a pitch, and maybe the difference between fouling a pitch off and striking out. J.D. Martinez swing back in May the 9th, caught him, Wilson Contreras, and so one of the best catchers in the game is right now on the shelf. Clayton's okay here after the catcher's interference. It was the first one we've seen this year. The 1-1. Swing and a pop foul off the right side out of play. It's 1-2. I know I had a game last year where there was two occasions. It was the Aberdeen Ironbirds, the Orioles affiliate. They had two different catchers in two different meetings. I think it was two different series as well. They had multiple catchers' interferences in a ball game. It was the strangest thing. 1-2 is a ball in the dirt, and the count's even 2-2. I want to say it was at least two catchers' interferences in a ball game. It was Adam Retzbach and Silas Ardway, who was in the prospect game this year for the Orioles. Ace is full, two gone, the 2-2. Swing and a tip into the mitt of Clayton for a strike three. So the Marauders, they only get a run on the catcher's interference. That's it. They leave them loaded, but they do have a run on the board after half an inning here at Fort Myers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leacom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one at Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, Florida. Marauders going to run on a catcher's interference call as Christian Curtis with a lead to pitch with. Right-hander faces Peyton Eales, Byron Churio, and Ryan McCarthy here in the first inning. First pitch to the lefty Eales is a fastball outside at 94 for ball one. And so Curtis's start is off and running. There against the ever-dangerous Peyton Eales. The 1-0 sends a topper left side. Rivas charging in, throws on the run in time with a strong throw across his body. He's got plenty of it. And one gone on two pitches to start Curtis's outing. Here is Byron Churio. Curtis, the 22-year-old, stands on the mound at 6'5", 220 pounds, native of Beaumont, Texas. He just turned 22 earlier in May, May the 9th. Making his ninth start of his professional career, 12th round pick last year out of ASU, Arizona State. And the switching Churio batting left, he takes low for ball one. On the season, Curtis, 35 strikeouts, 21 walks, and 32 and a third innings. Opponents hitting just 237 off of him this year. The 1-0, and Churio flies it in the air to shallow left. Bishop comes in and has it for out number two. Let's catch the defense before this inning ends for the Bradenton Marauders this afternoon. Starting the outfield left to right, Braylon Bishop, Sergio Capone, and Eddie Rodriguez. Wes is a pop is at third. Rivas and Toledo up the middle as Marilyn Valdez is at first. And Axio Plaz does the catching. The two out, sacks empty, 1-0 Marauders. First pitch fastball runs in on the lefty, Ryan McCarthy for ball one. Marauders looking to salvage this doubleheader after dropping game one, 8-3. The 1-0, swinging a chopper right side, played by Toledo. Curtis covering at first, bang, bang, play at first. They get him on a 4-1 putout. How about that? Christian Curtis with a 1-2-3 first inning. He needed just six pitches to get by it. As well. 1-0 after one, Marauders. They're on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Saturday, June 8th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente jersey. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, Marauders in charge 1-0 after catcher's interference brought in the first run. 8-9-1, two up Zapata, Bishop, and Connor Delgado against the lefty Ross Dunn. Dan Glove up near the eyeballs and works from the wind up. The lefty's first pitch is high for ball one. The switching Zapata batting right. Dunn making his eighth appearance, seventh start. Lefty's 1-0. It is a fastball at the kneecaps, called strike 1-1. Did not pitch against Bradenton before in the road series. I believe Dunn was on the, either just missed him or he's on the IL. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball the opposite way. That's slicing out of play though for strike two. Dunn was on the development list, so in between. April 24th, they activated on the 25th, though they just didn't use him. The 1-2, swinging a poke up in the air, foul, again down the right field line, out of play. The span up between April 23rd and May the 12th. That's 19 days in between appearances. 1-2, and that's low. For ball, it's 2-2. First month of the year, Dunn was excellent. 7 walks, 20 Ks, and 17 innings, a 2.65 ERA. Pitch. Second fly ball, again into right field. Aguiar on the run, but again, it's peppering the grass berm down there where his fans are coming away with some souvenirs. And a lot of them. Two-two is hit in the air. This time it's straight down to straightaway center field. Churio back and now Jong Zin has it on the run, cap high. So one gone to start the second inning. Here's Braylon Bishop. 1-0 Marauders in the top of the second inning. Second game of a doubleheader, playing 7-inning games, so we save about 4 innings. First pitch to Bishop. It's fastball outside for ball one. Bishop doubled and scored on the very first pitch of the game in game one to extend his hitting streak to 8 games. The longest by Marauder this year now. And the 1-0, he fans on a fastball on the outer edge for a strike. It's 1-1. Eddie Rodriguez had a 7-game hitting streak earlier, as did Omar Alfonso. I believe he's had 2 of them, but they haven't gotten over the hump yet. 1-1, check swing, it's in there. For a called strike, 1-2. Now Bishop on the year, though, is sitting 273 with an 870 OPS. And the 1-2, down and in. Backs him out of the way. It evens the count. Bishop has missed some time due to injury, and so starting to get back into the way of things, playing in his 14th game of the year. 2-2, check swing, and it's a call third strike. Second strikeout for Dunn. He's retired 3 in a row now. And 2 out, sacks empty. 1-0 Marauders. Here's top of the order in Connor Delgado. Switcher to batting right against the lefty Dunn. Shows bunt, pulls it back. And a changeup is outside for ball one. Delgado flat out to center his first time up. Here's the 1-0. Swinging a fly ball. Hit well. Left center field. McCarthy back, but has some room now. Comes in as the win again. Takes a hold of it. Makes the grab at deep left field. A 1-2-3 second for Ross Dunn. 1.5 gone, 1-0. Bradenton here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th, as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bob Bottom two in Fort Myers. 1-0 Bradenton ahead after a catcher's interference scored a run in the first. As righty Christian Curtis back to the hill, throws a first pitch fastball as a cutter down low and away to lefty Rickson Wingrill for ball one. Curtis needed just six pitches in the first inning. A 1-2-3 frame. 1-0. And Wingrill pokes it down the left field line, slicing out of play though. For strike one. Be it Wingrove, Clayton, and Duran do up against the right-hander Christian Curtis, who's making his ninth start of the season. Righty comes set, 1-1. And Wingrove hits it out towards the alley in right center. Rodriguez on the run. He can't get there. It's over his head. Rolls up against the wall as Wingrove jogs into second base with a stand-up double. First man to reach today against Christian Curtis. So he's aboard to start. And now Matthew Clayton, the catcher. Curtis's last start at home against Dunedin, picked up no decision. Again, they lost 6-3. First pitch to righty Clayton. Is an off-speed on the inside corner for a called strike. He left with a 3-1 lead, in which there was plenty of foot traffic out there. Struck out a career-high 9 in a career-high 5 innings last Saturday. Looked to second the 0-1. Fastball check swing in tight at 97 for a ball. It was Alexis Hernandez, led off the second inning with a home run. The only run allowed in the start for Christian. Long start of second, the 1-1. And a breaking ball whiffed down and missed. It's 1-2. It was a cutter up and in on the zone. Walked the first two men in the third inning, but then he struck out the side to end the inning. And that's when he really took off. After the mound visit, after the second walk, he just flew by. Struck out 5 of the last 9 he faced. Just one man reaching the 1-2. That's high and away. It's 2-2. Retired 9 of the last 10 to end his day, and he got through 5 innings on 87 pitches, 49 strikes after he was really in and out of the zone early. Had his probably his best overall stuff. 2-2, that's down and out, and the count's full. Yeah, we kind of saw a little bit in that first start against Clearwater. And the home run bug has been the one thing that's been of his get up. 8 home runs on the year with 3 different starts allowing 2. I'll look to second. And the payoff, high and in for ball 4. So full count walk, places runners on first and second, nobody out in the second inning, and Gregory Duran coming up. Which that's why there's always a good stat for, you know, home run metrics. Not huge in analytics all the time, but we'll throw a couple at you, like ground ball percentages and walk percentages. And, there's a stat called FIP. Fielding independent pitching. Measures a pitcher's performance at the mound outside of ERA. There's 2 different versions of it. First pitch, the switching to Ron, is taken low for a ball. Bounces away from Plaz, but not far enough to advance Wingrove. And there's FIP, and then there's XFIP. XFIP stands for expected fielding independent pitching. It just takes home runs into account differently. Righty sets and lifts the 1-0. Fastball fouled back for strike one. So an XFIP, it just takes into account the home run rate of the season. So That's been one stat that has been beneficial to Christian Curtis, for example. His ERA is up there. And Paul Pasqualao is the same thing. ERA of almost 7, and it's cut in half by about 2 runs less on just the average rate for a home run in the league for a fly ball. It's always been higher for Curtis. A few more have gotten out. The average Joe. 1-1's popped in the air off the left side out of play. Foul. It's 1-2. So you take an xFIP, and Curtis has been pitching better than what the ERA of the season would say. A 5. ERA of 5.29. The xFIP says it should be lower at 4.45. 1-2. And breaking ball down and in. It's 2-2. And that's because he's allowed more home runs in a league in an environment that typically, if you get the double digits in home runs in a season, you had a pretty good season. That is the Florida State League. Ball doesn't travel as well. Some of the ballparks and just the atmosphere is then, let's say, if you're playing in the AAA PCL, the Pacific Coast League out west, elevation involved. 2-2, and that's scorched in the air to deep center. Campagna back. Still plenty of room, though. A few steps shy of the track, makes the catch. Wingrove tags up the third base. Throw comes in, bouncing late. And so productive flyout for Duran. There is one out, first and third. 1-0 Marauders in the second inning. So that brings up Yoandy Martinez, who played in game one as well. Steps in the right side. His team trailing a run, and his courier is trying to keep him off the board. First pitch home, and he drops in a changeup low for ball one. Marauders scored their run in the first inning on a catcher's interference call. The 1-0, swinging a pop-up, left side of the infield. Rebos backs up onto the grass as he comes in a few steps right on the edge of it and squeezes it with two hands, two gone, and that's a big out there. Just a pitch away from getting out of this inning. So the one big thing for Curtis. Second best percentage on the team with leaving runners on base. As left three, just over three quarters, 75% of base runners that reach against him on the base pass. Isaac Pena, lefty takes low in the dirt, late throw from second base, applies to second in time, and a miscommunication on the base pass as Clayton runs into an out at second base. So in the inning, no runs, a hit, and one man left on base. 1-0 after two. Bradenton in front on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
And baby, you better believe I'm back in the news.
Top of the third inning, Braden's in ahead 1-0 in his second game of a 7-inning doubleheader. As 2-3-4 due up, Gerald Toledo switching second baseman batting right against southpaw Ross Dunn. Fires his first pitch home. It's whistled back to the screen for strike one. Good sized crowd. It's been a pretty good crowd all week here in Fort Myers. School getting out this week. Down here is the 1-0. And fastball at the knees called strike. And so on two. Eddie Rodriguez and Axel Plaz to follow. Dunn wheels and deals the 0-2. And that's just outside as Dunn was trying to buy it. Walked off the third base side of the rubber, ready to do his K-strut. Have to hold on one more pitch here. Toledo singled and scored in the opening inning. 1-2. Swing and a foul back. Leto just activated off the injured list today. He was sent there on May 21st, which was retroactive to the 18th. 1-2, swing and a tip, and it's squeezed by Clayton for strike three. Third punch out for the lefty Dunn, and one gone, the base is empty for Eddie Rodriguez. Marauders leading 1-0. Dunn's last start gave up 3 runs and 2 innings on the road at Daytona. That was last week. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. He singled his first time up. Pitch. Swing and a weak ground ball to third base. Eels to his left has it and throws. Throw is true. And 2 gone in the inning. Dunn now really settling in here. He's retired the last 6. After the catch's interference, allowed Campagna to reach first. Score the game's only run. Now the right-handed batter, Axel Plaz. 2 out, sacks empty. The pitch. And inside fastball called strike. Plaz is hitless in this series, now 0-for-8. The 0-1, and swinging a roller foul, third base side. Done after a 23-pitch first inning through 14 in the second. This is his 9th pitch here, the 0-2. And Plaz serves it up in the air to center field. Churio sidestepping back. He's still going back. It's over his head. Rolls up against the 405 side in center field as Plaz chugs to the second base with the double. The 18-year-old, that's the power that he possesses. We saw it in Tampa. He has the furthest home run in the FSL this season and nearly went out at straightaway center field. There's as Maryland found is the first baseman, right-handed batter, the runner on second. And he takes a fastball thigh high for strike one. Uses a challenge here. And it's a ball, so it's just low. Successful challenge, first of the day for either side. Runner on second, 2 outs, 1-0. Bradenton in the third. 1-0 is rolled foul, third base side. And now it's 1-1. Well, for Plaz, that's his first double of the season. He's got nothing but home runs. 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. 1-1. And swinging a shattered bat foul. That was just took like a piece of string cheese off the bat. A little shave of it is up with the third base side. So Valdez gets a new barrel. 1-2 from Dunn. Inside as Valdez stumbles over home. And the count's even. Two outs, runner on second. Two balls and two strikes. Dunn from the belt. Swing and a miss for strike three. Good changeup on the outside corner gets him. Four strikeouts for the southpaw, including two in this inning, as Claus left at second here in the third. 1-0 after 2.5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
One nothing Marauders as we enter the home half of the third inning. In Fort Myers, Florida. Bradenton looking to split this doubleheader today and pick up their second win in five tries this week. 8-9-1, two up as Isak Pena switcher to batting left. He takes down it in for ball one, and fastball at 94 miles an hour. Curtis threw just six pitches in the first inning, then 17 in the second, double and a walk. And the 1-0. Pitch is taken on the inside edge for a called strike. It's 1-1. Matthew Clayton was caught stealing on the first pitch of the at-bat in plate appearance against Payne, who saw just one pitch. And a 1-1. That's taken high and away for ball two. Another heater this time at 95. Two on to Pena. That's down and in with a slider, 3-1. Painting this series in just a 168, 20-year-old from Monte Plata in the DR. First year playing in single A. 3-1, and Pena hits it in the air to right field. Rodriguez was frozen for a second and comes in a few steps to put it away. One gone. Here is Carlos Aguiar. Nobody on, one gone. 1-0 Bradenton out hitting Fort Myers 3-1 tonight. Third baseman Zapata in on the grass. Big hole on the left side as the lefty Aguiar takes a slider on the inside edge for a called strike. Now it's spelled Aguiar, almost like Aguilar if you added in an L in there. The 0-1. Swinging a weak ground ball towards first base. Valdez has it, jogs to the bag, and sets him aside. Two gone for Peyton Eels. Aguiar spelled A-G-U-I-A-R. Now here is Peyton Eels, leadoff hitter. 5'7", third baseman tonight. It was a tough out in game one. First pitch to lefty hitter is in tight for a ball. Oh, is that Cutter running in on the inside edge, trying to jam him and get a ground ball. Curtis is ready. The first base side of the rubber and the windup. 1-0. Swinging a ground ball towards first. Valdez again behind the bag. It's another easy 1-2-3 third inning for Christian Curtis. He's through three, as are we. 1-0 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Christian Curtis with another 1-2-3 inning as we begin the top of the fourth. Bradenton ahead by a run at 1-0. Ross Dunn's evening is over after three innings. Walked one, struck out four, allowed just three hits. Was really good those latter two innings. And now here in the fourth, it's a new righty against Sergio Campagna. Right at batter takes a fastball in the outside corner for called strike. The righty Ricky Castro, 24-year-old who turned 25 in August, making his organizational debut. The 0-1, Campagna fans on a slider. It's 0-2 quickly on him. Was just signed up the Indy Ball ranks, played the last 2 years for the Juliet Slammers in Illinois in the Frontier League. Righty from the windup, first base side, the 0-2. And slider bounces in before home for ball one. I mean, this has been a number of transactions out of Indy Ball, that independent baseball, Indy Ball for short, that Twins have made. I mean, there are about three or four guys on this Mighty Muscles roster. And a 1-2 is fouled off, and well, catches interference again. So the second time that Clayton has been caught, and I alluded to it earlier, is that I saw the same thing happen last year, where I had about three in the same game. So the second time that Campagna as well as the man, which is even more crazy. And it's a leadoff man's aboard for Javier Rivas. A 1-0 ball game, top four. Runner in motion, pitches a called strike. Throw to second base is high and wide. Overslid the bag, but keeps the foot on. And so Campagna steals second base. And now he's in scoring position. So man at second base, still nobody out. Pitch goes a strike to Rivas, who struck out swinging in the first. And so Castro having to work around the error. The 0-1, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Castro played most of his college career at Purdue, played 3 years there, 2020, 21, and 22. And then last year at Tulane in 2023 was a starter. The 0-2. Bounces it before home. Good block from Clayton. Hasn't gotten that curveball to work so far. At Tulane in 2023, Castro went 4-7 with a 5.44 ERA. 86 strikeouts and 86 innings. Look to second, 1-2. Fastball ripped out of this for strike three. 93 at the bottom of the zone. And Rivas has sat down. One gone in the inning for Wesley Zapata. So they're going to throw that baseball towards the dugout. Ricky Castro, his first strikeout in the affiliated ball ranks, is Brian Byer. Tosses it to the trainer, and she'll probably run it back towards the clubhouse and a keepsake for Ricky Castro. One out, man on second. Bunt shown, and Zapata fouls it off third base side. Strike one. I'll switch her to batting left. With one run home back in the first inning. Now the top of the fourth in a seven-inning shortened contest. 0-1. And Zapata backs off the inside fastball, 94. It's 1-1. Castro this year had made three starts with the Slammers, again out of the Frontier League based out in Illinois. At a 3's ERA. 1-1's popped in the air, left side out of play. Struck out 18 in 15 innings, did walk 9. But the tougher part is that there are a lot of guys in independent baseball who either are ex-minor leaguers that would probably still be in the system if it wasn't for the contraction of some of these rookie ball affiliates. 1-2, swing and a miss for a strike three. And a fastball in the outside corner, back-to-back K's for him. So a two-gone man at second. Here's Braylon Bishop, looking to tack on the Marauders' one-run lead. Lefty batter waits for his pitch. And fastball tugged low and in at 95. So Castro probably would have been one of those guys that might have been picked up after the draft, whether signed or drafted, because now the draft is only 20 rounds, not used to be 40. The 1-0. And a breaking ball called strike. It's 1-1. So there are a lot of guys that if we're high schoolers, you feel like we'll go to college now. A lot of top-end ones that do still go to pro ball. The 1-1. And that's popped in the air left side. Foul ground, Eels racing in towards the dugout. Runs out of real estate. It's four rows back. So a two outs, runner on second, 1-2 the count. And the pitch from Castro, it bounces it before home, gets away but not far enough. Campagna wasn't looking fully towards home plate. Two-two, swing and a pop foul off the left side. Bishop struck out looking in the second, trying to make it a 9-game hit streak here. 2-2. Swinging a foul back again out of play as Bishop stays alive. He really wanted that one. Fastball 94 on the inside corner. Marauders have a one-run lead. Looking to split this doubleheader today after dropping game 1-8-3. Here's a 2-2. And a curveball called, third strike on the inside corner. And Castro strikes out the side in his first ever professional inning. No runs, no hits, an error, one man left. 3.5 gone, 1-0 Marauders on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecom Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom 4-1-0 Marauders says Christian Curtis has been a groove of these first three innings, has thrown just 32 pitches, 16 of them for strikes. First pitch, fastball, line out towards right field, the base hit. Cut off of the alley by Eddie Rodriguez is Byron Churio, first pitch fastball hunting, and lines it out towards the outfield grass. Leadoff man's aboard for the second time today. Rickson Wingrove doubled in the second. That's just the second hit allowed by the righty Curtis. Bases 3-4 and 5 at least in this half inning. Now here's a lefty, Ryan McCarthy. First pitch, runner in motion. It's outside for ball. Throw to second base is a good one. They got him. And Churio's hosed at second base. Second man that Plaza has gotten today. And then erases the leadoff single from Churio. So now back to the windup, the 1-0. And fastball inside, it's 2-0 on McCarthy. Fastball, broken bat, weak line drive behind the bag at first foul. Well, it's been a bit of a different windup here for Christian Curtis. Don't know if he did it at least last week as well, but he used to use his front left foot. So he works with the first base side of the rubber. He used to use that front left foot, pull it backwards, and then come up top. He's basically just using that front left foot to rock in place and then work downhill. So he simplified his delivery a little bit. As McCarthy gets a new barrel. It's still the same setup, but again, it's a different a rock step than what he's used this year. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty changeup. The count's even 2-2. He even moves the foot open a little bit. So it's a feet together, moves his step about half a foot, and then picks up the leg. 2-2. Swing and a lunging ball out towards short. Rivas has it on a big hop. Throw to first in time. And two gone now in the inning. An impressive play from Rivas. Needed a good throw and plays it in there. So two out, sacks empty, 1-0 Marauders. Here's Wickson Wingrove. Lefty takes low for ball one. Marauders scored that lone tally back in the first inning. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Inside slider, it's 1-1. Still blowing out on the jersey of Curtis. The 1-1. Check swing. It's in there on the outside corner. 1-2. There's a changeup at 87. With two outs, the 1-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Nasty breaking ball. And Christian Curtis with his first strikeout today, but a clean fourth inning. Four scoreless, Marauders 1, Mighty Muscles nothing on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Win and succeed.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC, EBS 1, 2, 3. I say, well, let's go, bring me. ABC, 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. EBS 1, 2, 3.
Ricky Castro struck out the side in the fourth inning. Now back out for the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 Marauders in this second game of a seven-inning doubleheader. Switch inning DH, Connor Delgado batting left, swings of the first pitch, and lasers it back to the screen for strike one. Boy, the Christian Curtis having his best outing of the season. And it comes when the Marauders really needed it. Try to pick up a win today. The 0-1, breaking ball, lifted in the air, left field. McCarthy towards the line, on the run, full speed, slams in the fence, makes the catch. Wow. Popped out right after ran to the wall. Basically springboarded off of it, and that's a big one. Delgado put away. 0-for-3 night for him after the home run in game one, and one out, nobody on for Gerald Toledo. Here in the fifth inning. 1-for-2 day for Gerald, his return. And he takes a breaky ball outside for ball one. From the windup, the 1-0. And fastball, flown in the air, shallow center. Pena, the shortstop, backs out. Called off the last second by Churio, the center fielder. And two gone in the inning. As Castro was retired all five, the only man to reach was an error, a catcher's interference on Sergio Campagna, who's been up two times today. Two catcher's interferences. I don't know if I've ever seen a line like that. There are just some guys that have really long swings, and not really in a bad way. J.D. Martinez is one of those guys. As Eddie Rodriguez, the right and hitting right fielder, takes in for ball one. 1-0. Braden's in here in the fifth inning. 1-0. And taken belt high down the heart of the plate, called strike. Rodriguez singled in the first. Now a 13-game on-base streak for him. The 1-1. Fastball popped in the air off the right side out of play for strike two. Two outs, base is empty. Castro flapping the glove up near the eyeballs now. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Slider out of the zone. And he strikes him out for his fourth K today. He's retired six straight after 4.5. 1-0 Bradenton here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Brandon Christian Curtis in the bottom of the fifth inning, nursing a 1-0 lead. And he's through four scoreless frames so far. That was first pitch to Matthew Clayton in there for strike one on the righty batter. Curtis is through his 43rd pitch of the day. Through 10 last inning. And a pitch is flown in the air. Shallow center, Bishop. That's Campanis who he raises in. Drops in front of him for a base hit. Well, Curtis last inning threw 10 pitches. So far, that leadoff man's aboard for the third time today. And here's Gregor Duran switch hitting for his basin, but 6 pitches in the first, 17 in the second, 9 in the third, and 10 in the fourth inning. It's been something else. Curtis set for the bell, pitch home. And that's low for ball one. He's been helped out by Clayton and Churio being erased on the base pass. They've been caught stealing tonight. And so that has certainly helped out. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Fastball 94 tipped into the mitt of Plaz for his strike. It's 1-1. The 1-1, and change up low. It's 2-1. Curtis, who didn't pitch after the draft last year, really starting to maybe find his way. Struck out a career-high 9 his last start. Hasn't needed the strikeouts today, though. 2-1, and fastball just inside 3-1. I think the biggest thing he'll take is, you know, the walks. He walked 4 in his last 2 starts. 9 punch outs his last one. Had 6 in Clearwater on that Sunday. And now tossed to first, and it gets out of play. And so an error there against Curtis. So each team with an error now. Two by Fort Myers, runner on second base. And a 3-1 pitch here to Durant. Swing and a roller towards first. Foul. Just the right of the chalk. Would have moved the runner Clayton over to third base, but instead we'll do it again. Full count now on Duran, the first baseman. Nobody out, a one-run lead here in the fifth. 3-2. Swing and a tip out of the glove of Plaz. Just couldn't squeeze it. Thought he had it, though. That would have been strike three. So full count mix once again. Payoff. Outside, ball four. So it is the second walk today by Curtis. First two men on. Here's Yoander Martinez. Right-handed batter. First pitch is taken low and in the dirt for ball one. So all of a sudden, Curtis lost his zone a bit here. One nothing ball game. Rodgers looking to split this doubleheader today. It's their first doubleheader against Fort Myers since 2022. A 1-0. Swing and a fly ball in the air, right side, out of play. Rodgers played one here at Hammond Stadium August 2nd, 2022, and in which they split it. Pirates number four prospect now, but Anthony Solomito picked up the win in game one when three innings scoreless out of the bullpen and the victory. Carlos Jimenez pitched in game two, took the loss though. The 1-1 and a breaking ball. Top of the zone called strike and a challenge here by Yoander Martinez. And it's ruled a ball. So it's 2-1 on Martinez, who popped out the shortest first time out. Fastball ripped out and missed at 96 for strike two. Martinez in game one, 0 for 3, walked and a run scored. Marauders had a 3-1 lead at that point. Long pause, the 2-2. Swing and a ground ball right side through the vacated hole in the right field. Blady gets the wave around third. Throw is cut off. And they throw back to first. It gets away past Toledo. Valdez threw it away. That scores Duran as Martinez ends up at third base. It's a 2-1 Bustles lead. Boy, just a good piece of hitting. Martinez bouncing through the right side on the vacated hole. So that'll be the second run will come around in the air. That'll be a single and an E3. And here comes Matt Ford out from the first base dugout. As bullpen starts to come to life here down the right field line, but not really. There's no one really tossing because, again, Curtis's pitch count is in really good shape right now. He's only at 56. So there is no throwing yet, maybe just some stretching. There's nobody out here in the fifth inning. Muscles now leading 2-1. And the runner on third. Waiting for the official word on that ruling. That's going to be just the one run, probably going to score, and then the second one around on the air. So infield in. Runners now trailing 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Playing just seven today in this doubleheader. This is game two. Isak Pena switcher to batting. Left swings and rolls the first one foul. Just wide of the bag at first for strike one. Pena, the 8-0 hitter. Now still working second time through. Mighty Muscles, two runs on four hits and two errors. Curtis Reddy's from just below the letters. The 0-1. Inside changeup called strike. Changeup's been really working today. Has thrown a couple of front door ones on these lefties. Starts at him and finishes right on the inside corner. The righty's 0-2. Swinging a punch foul third base side. Take a look at some of the scores around the Florida State League. A no-hitter currently going in Clearwater. Lakeland ahead 1-0 in the top of the seventh. And the 0-2, fastball outside for a ball. Runner at third and nobody out. Bottom five, two runs home. Palm Beach and Extras against Tampa, 5-3 Tarpons on top. They're just starting the bottom half of the inning now. And Daytona all over Jupiter, 10-1 so far. They're at the halfway mark, bottom five, 1-2. Changeup high and away, 2-2. And right now Dunedin being shut out by St. Lucie, 4-0 in the seventh. Two balls and two strikes, the offering. Fastball inside corner, called third strike. But hold on, challenge being used here. And it is confirmed a strikeout for Curtis. Pena down looking, two Ks today, and a big first out here in the fifth inning. So still a runner on third, infield in with one gone. Two runs in this fifth inning. And a lefty, Carlos Aguiar. First pitch, he waves and misses at a slider. Down and in for strike one. Scores the Pirate System today. Major League Club picked up an 8-1. They played kind of an early afternoon game, or late afternoon game. Started just before we played game one at 4 o'clock. And the 0-1, high and tight for a ball. It's 1-1. Mitch Keller just continues to pitch strong here, opening day starter. And what's been a three-headed monster now with Keller, Paul Skeens, and Jared Jones. 1-1. And change up high and away. It's 2-1. Triple A Indianapolis just underway, top of the second. They have a 1-0 lead after a rain delay. Double A Altoona, and the going to the ninth inning with a two-run lead at 4-2. Just scored two in the seventh inning. Curtis Reddy's 2-1. Fastball rocked back to the screen. It's 2-2. High Greensboro behind on Asheville 4-3. They jumped out to a 3-1 lead after 1.5. Asheville scored a run in the second, then two in the fifth, and that's been it. Termar Johnson at the dish right now. That's a look at the Pirates' work scoreboard here in the fifth inning. 2-2. Down and in. Nearly hit him. Off of Plaza's glove to the backstop. That will score another. And Martinez makes it 3-1. That again could be a pass ball on Axel Plaza. We'll see and await the official scores ruling. The last time happened in game one. Set down and went down as a pass ball. Base is empty with one gone and the count full on the 9-0 hitter in Aguiar. Pitch is lined back. So Curtis having a big inning here. He's throwing 25 pitches. That's ruled a wild pitch. That score is Martinez. 3-2. Fastball racked out of this for strike three. 95 by Curtis. Back-to-back K's. And with two gone, here's Peyton Eales. But we'll have to wait till this half inning ends to see how many runs will be earned. Right now, it's just one, and it may stay that way. But I believe the second would be unearned. Top of the order, here's Eales. Two outs, no one on. And first pitch breaking ball is in tight for ball one. Marauders behind 3-1. Curtis trying to go five innings for the second straight start. 1-0. And fastball's low for a ball, 2-0. And a breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike. I believe so. That just a one earned run if he gets Eales here. Because he with the wild pitch, be runner on second. And a 2-1, flown in the air, deep down the left field line. Wynn pushing it foul. Oh, that one might have had home run distance. Wynn's a little bit gusting out to left, but mostly blowing right to left. And the count's 2-2. Curtis about to throw his 74th pitch of the day. Two outs. And the 2-2 to Eales with the righty warming in the bullpen. Swinging a fly ball, punched in the shallow center. Campagna, late run on. It makes the catch on the run. That's the inning. But a big frame for Fort Myers. They get three in the inning on two hits, an error. Nobody left on base. End of the sixth inning, 3-1. Muscles in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecon Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, June 7th, as the Marauders take on the Clearwater Threshers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning, Bradenton trailing 3-1 after the Muscles put up three in the last half, inning new arm of the ballgame as Nolan Santos is in for Ricky Castor after his organizational debut. Struck out four in two innings. Axel Plaz, the batter. He takes high and in for ball one. 4, 5, and 6 due up in this half inning. Get the numbers on Nolan Santos. Ready, sets the belt, deep breath. And the 1-0. Fastball right down Broadway, called strike at 91. And it's 1-1. 23-year-old Santos, seventh round pick last year by the Twins. And the 1-1 is a breaking ball dropped in over the heart of the plate for a called strike, making his 18th appearance this year, one of the better bullpen arms. He's 2-2 with a 2.25 ERA. And the 1-2 to Plaz bounces in. It's 2-2. 28 innings this year, 15 walks, 34 Ks. Opponents hitting 196 off of him. 6'1" righty comes set. And the 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slaughter down and out of the zone. Gets a punch out. And one gone. Nobody on for as Marilyn Valdez. Well, Ricky Castro, a catch interference to the very first batter he faced, then retired the next six. Struck out four of them in two scoreless innings tonight. Here he says Marilyn Valdez, the righty, takes a breaking ball, called strike. One out, nobody on, 3-1. Fort Myers leading here at the top of the sixth. 0-1. That bounces in for a ball. It's 1-1. So, if the sides are tired here, it would be 7-8-9 due up in their last chance in the ninth. Seventh inning. 1-1. Swing and a ball popped up in the air. Foul out of play for strike two. Pitch home, check swing, Valdez, he did go around on the appeal to first. And so it's even at two balls and two strikes. And Santos, the pitch. Swinging a foul back. Three to one, our score. Muscles leading by two. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Down and out of the zone again. Same pitch that got Plaz gets Valdez. And that's now back-to-back K's for Santos. Brings up Sergio Campagna. Now the Marauders have two hits in the first inning, one in the third, and that's been it today. Very similar to game one. There's the righty Campagna with nobody on, two gone. And he fouls the first pitch back to the screen for strike one. Now Santos is working on a nice scoreless streak of four innings. He threw three scoreless back on Tuesday. Pitch and the dirt for a ball. Picked up his third save of the season. Struck out five, walked one, allowed just a hit. This is his fourth appearance against the Marauders this year. Has not allowed a run yet. 1-1. And Campagna tips it into the mitt of Clayton for strike two. Campagna, two catcher's interferences tonight. Has not registered an at-bat yet. 1-2. High and in, nearly hit him. Two-seam fastball, it's 2-2. See if Curtis comes out or a bullpen arm would come in. The next half inning, 2-2. Bounces in for ball three. Goes to the backstop. Curtis thinking ahead for the Marauders. He's at 74 pitches, so don't see anybody throwing now. There was a righty throwing in the last half, and I'm guessing they would come in just ready to waiting right now. Count full of two outs. The pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Caponda strikes out. Santos strikes out the side in the sixth inning. 5.5 gone, 3-1 Muscles here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom six, 3-1 Muscles ahead of the Marauders in the second game of a doubleheader. Christian Curtis rolls out for another inning of work, sitting at 74 pitches. There was a righty throwing as Curtis looks to set a new career high in innings pitched. First pitch home to Byron Churio. He fans on and misses for strike one. 2-3-4, two up in the order. Ryan McCarthy and Rickson Wingrove to follow. Yo, one. Swing and a miss. That was another changeup. It's 0-2. Sun just set about 15 minutes ago. Still some peaks of yellow light way out of the distance down the left field side and third base side. The lineup 0-2. Changeup down low on the dirt. Churio doesn't fish after it. This time it's 1-2. 1-for-2 tonight for Byron. Singled in the fourth inning. Well, three runs coming in the last inning. Right now it still says two earned runs against Curtis. And the 1-2, check swing. And they peel the first. He went around for strike three. And so Byron Churio punched out. Curtis with his fourth strikeout. Didn't strike anybody out in the first three innings. He's got all four in the last three. He's actually struck out three of the last four now. So nobody on, one gone. Bottom six, 3-1. Marauders trailing, and the first pitch is fouled back to the screen for strike one by Ryan McCarthy. So if this at-bat goes long, or if McCarthy reaches, we may see a new arm of the ballgame to get the last out or two. 0-1. Breaking ball line, foul in towards dugout. Some friendly fire. Bunch of Muscles taken for cover. Marauders score their only run on a catcher's interference. The base is loaded in the first inning. That's been it today. Another chance is early, and have been retired 9 in a row since. 0-2, that's outside off the plate. With a breaking ball, it's 1-2. And the 1-2. Breaking ball bounces in before home. That was a curve. Haven't seen too many of those today from Curtis. A lot of sliders and a lot of changeups. Count even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. A pitch home. Swinging a looper on the ground. Chopped out to Rivas at shortstop. Throws and exchanges on the run. That's the second time that McCarthy's done that today. He's reached out and punched it on a two-hopper out towards short, and no signs right now of Jim Horner out from the dugout. So Curtis, who this very well probably will be his last batter. Nobody on, 2 outs, bottom 6, 3-1 Marauders. First pitch is a ground ball to the right side. Big hop off the lip for Toledo, takes his time, throws to first, and Rickson Wingrove is retired. How about that, though, for Christian Curtis? A career-high 6 innings tonight. Unfortunately, we'll be on the losing end of things unless the Marauders can get 2 runs in the top of the 7th inning. That's next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Last chance for the Marauders in the top of the 7th inning. They trailed 3-1 against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who are looking to sweep this doubleheader today. 7-9 due up as Javier Rivas digs in the right side against Nolan Santos. And from the belly, ready's first pitch. High and in for ball one. The 1-0. Cut on and missed at. First strike, it's 1-1. Rivas 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts tonight. Curtis gets through 6 innings today, a career high. And the 1-1, breaking ball, rolled foul, third base side, it's 1-2. And do 7 ground outs, 1 fly out, and 4 strikeouts. Right now the offense needs to get something rolling here. And the 1-1. But on a miss for strike 3. That was 1-2. So on a miss. Scoreboard got me. And one gone in the 7th inning. That's now 10 in a row retired. The last man to reach was Serge Gapon in a catcher's interference. The last real man to reach was a double by Plaz in the 3rd inning. Marauders have 3 hits tonight. 2 coming in the 1st inning. Well, here's Omar Alfonso, and this danger as a lefty Alfonso takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Alfonso currently riding a 16 game on base streak. This is where on base streaks go to die. And the 0-1, a curveball dropped in for a strike 2. They always say double headers are where streaks go to die. Alfonso got through in game one, but now being used as a pinch hitter here. No balls and two strikes. Marauders need a run. And a runner. Why not have Alfonso? The 0-2. Down and in against the backstop for a ball. One ball, two strikes, Santos from the stretch. Wheels home. Swing and a miss. Fastball high and out of the zone. He chased it. Santos has struck out all five batters he's seen today. That's also now six straight Marauders struck out. Raylan Bishop, the last hope standing here for the Marauders. They trail 3-1 with two outs, sacks empty in the top of the seventh inning. First pitch to the lefty is rifled back to the screen for strike one. Put their hands together here. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Marauders down their last strike tonight. Oh, 2. Down and in. Misses for a ball. Two outs, base empty, down by two runs. Last strike here. 1-2. High and away, Bishop. He's 0 for 2 tonight. His hitting streak is also in a dire situation. And an 8-game hitting streak. Secured it today in game one, just like Alfonso did. And a 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Nolan Santos strikes at all six. The last seven Marauders are punched out to end the ball game. So Bradenton drops both games of a doubleheader. Game one, a score of 8-3. Game two, they fall 3-1. Post game show coming up next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th. As the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
UpUS Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Hammond Stadium as the Marauders drop the second game of a doubleheader. They dropped both today, but here in game two, fall by a score of 3-1. Christian Curtis ends up going a complete game today as he went six innings through 84 pitches, 49 strikes, a lot of early swings and counts, and just filled the zone up at times when he needed to, but unfortunately the loss here tonight for him. Well, Marauders jumped ahead in front 1-0 in the top of the first inning after a flyout to start the ball game for Ross Dunn. It was on the losing side of things at first. It was back-to-back singles and then a fielder's choice before a walk lower the bases with two outs. A catcher's interference call with Sergio Compagna at the plate and up scoring the Marauders' only run here tonight. They went 0-6 and 1-13 between both games, hitting with runners in scoring position today. And so they left the bases full and just got one run on the first, and that was pretty much it for them. Christian Curtis was really good. Retired the first three, then a double walk in the second inning, but then a flyout, pop out, and a caught stealing end of the inning, so left a runner on at third, and then retired the next three, retired five in a row at one point before a single. Same thing, though. Got the next two, and then a caught stealing end of the inning. They just ran into trouble in the fifth inning. Single walk to start. RBI single from Yoandy Martinez. Ended up at third base on a throwing error from Esmerlin Valdez. Strikeout, flyout, end of the inning with another run scoring on a wild pitch mixed in there. And so 3-1 at that point. Nolan Santos struck out the last six. All six he faced. Ricky Castro, two scoreless innings into the bullpen, struck out four. The last seven Marauders were struck out today. They were punched out 14 times. Fort Myers walked just one, and so they end up defeating the Marauders here on this Saturday evening. Numbers, one run, three hits, two errors, five left on base for Bradenton. Fort Myers, three runs on four hits, two errors, and one man left on base. Game time. 1 hour and 44 minutes after a 2 hour plus 7-inning game. We play a quicker one here in a game two. Seen by 16:53 on this 87 degree clear Saturday night on Military Appreciation Night. Winning pitcher is Ricky Castro in his organizational and professional org debut coming out of Indy Ball. Proves to 1-0. Christian Curtis, the loser, falls to 0-3. Nolan Santos picks up his second save of the week, his fourth of the season. When we come back here on the postgame show, we will get you some scores and then get you out of here, get you set for tomorrow series finale here at Hammond Stadium. That's next here on the Marauders postgame show here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Hammond Stadium here on the Marauders postgame show as Bradenton drops the second game with his doubleheader by a score of 3-1. Before we let you go and get you set for tomorrow, take a look at some scores on the out-of-town scoreboard beginning with the Pirate System. Major League Club picked up a win today, 8-1 in Toronto. Mitch Keller picked up another win. He was stellar yet again. Keller ended up going 6 innings today, 1 run on 5 hits, 1 walk. 8 strikeouts, nor a 3.42 ERA. He's 7-3 on the season. Luis Ortiz picked up a 3-inning save, his first of the season. Triple A Indianapolis, after a delay, they were ahead 1-0. They gave it up 3 runs since, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth inning, where they are right now, top 4 at home at Victory Field. Bottom 9, and it's been a tough one for Altoona. They had a lead going into the top of the ninth inning. Last time that we checked on the scoreboard, second time this week Portland's done this. They put up a big number late. They put up 5 in the ninth inning right now, though. Curve have first and third. Tying runs on with 2 outs, 3-1 to count on Carter Binns. And so we'll keep an eye on that one. High Greensboro, they fall today 4-3, so they've lost 2 straight now. Have to check how that affects the standings tomorrow. Then the FCL Pirates end up losing to the Orioles today down in Sarasota at Ed Smith Stadium by a score of 7-3. Well, it looks like a runner at second, so probably a defensive indifference or a stolen base. So things getting interesting there in Altoona up in PA. We'll keep an eye on it. And the Florida State League, there was a no-hitter going on. It's now over. Thrashers do have a hit, and right now, first and second, one out. They trail 2-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Devin Saltabon at the plate right now. Top 9, St. Lucie shutting out Dunedin 6-0. And Daytona's got plenty of runs today. They have 13 of them. They've scored in the first 5 innings. Right now, bottom 7, again, ahead on Jupiter, 13-1. Palm Beach ends up falling in 10 today at home against Tampa, 5-3. And again, here today, Marauders drop game 1, 8-3. Game 2, 3-1. They get swept in a doubleheader, and they'll try to salvage a series tomorrow as they lose the series, dropping both games today. Game number 51 of the season tomorrow, as it will be Scott Randall, minor league rehabber, getting to the baseball tomorrow, going opposite of Spencer Bengard, 2-0, a 1.31 ERA. First pitch coming at you at 12:05 p.m. Pregame show will get it rolling at 11:45. It is Sunday, so you hear the Pirates organization report. You hear from Jack McMullen in AAA Indianapolis, John Moses in Double A Altoona, and myself, Thomas and Zarella, about the week that was in Single A Bradenton. But again, until tomorrow, Thomas and Zarella signing off, saying so long from Hammond Stadium. Final score one last time here in Game 2, 3-1. Fort Myers, Game 1, Muscles, 8-3. Scott Randall tomorrow. Be sure to join in on the pregame show. But have a great rest of your Saturday night. We'll see you again here tomorrow. Thanks for making us a part of your Saturday night.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.